it. That's a terrible opener. Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to episode 96 of the Run, Selfie, Repeat podcast, where we talk about life with a side of running. My name is Kelly Roberts, and today on the podcast, I want to talk about something that so many of us have to deal with, and that is dealing with insults, verbal assaults, and unwarranted criticisms from dum-dums who feel compelled to project their self-loathing and frustration onto us. But before I get on my soapbox and rip those broken D-bags a new one, let's start by celebrating the sponsor of the podcast, my favorite website hosting platform. It's Squarespace. Starting and designing a website, hell, just coming up with a name for a website, it's so freaking hard. And if you're anything like me, you get overwhelmed and quickly run from the idea of really just putting yourself out there. It's scary. So when you don't know when and where to get started, like just running from it, it seems like the best idea. So you don't do it. And Squarespace makes it so freaking easy for you to take your idea and not from it and instead bring it to life. So whether you're looking to update your current website or if you're looking to start a website or even a blog, Squarespace has these amazing pre-made templates you drag and drop, and it's really, they have the best customer service. They help you every single step of the way if you need it. So take a chance on yourself and use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and make your next website. And they just do it on Squarespace. Yes, you'll save 10% on your personal domain address and website, and saving money is smart business. So look at you. You're already killing it. Offer code Kelly. Do it. Do it. Do it. All right. Let's do this. All right. Let me start here. There's a very important article making its rounds on social media right now, written by LaToya Shantae Snell. It's called "I'm a Plus Size Runner and I Got Heckled at the New York City Marathon." And one, the piece is written so damn well. There's a link to it in the show notes. If you haven't read it yet, do that. It's an important read. But in the article, she talks about what happened to her during this year's New York City Marathon. And it's, I hope it infuriates you as much as it infuriated me. Oh God, it made me so freaking mad. She writes, "Between the 22nd and 23rd miles of the New York City Marathon, my home stretch high was disrupted by a tall, balding white man who felt it appropriate to shout, 'It's gonna take your fat ass forever, huh?' It's hard to wrap my head around what possessed this guy to say something like that to a marathoner. But the truth is, I get it. Hurt people, and only really hurt people go out of their way to try to tear someone down who is in the process of doing something absolutely remarkable, which is exactly what happened here. How this man judged LaToya's size has everything to do with what happened to her. Because this man, what he said, it's a much bigger issue than just a disrespectful guy projecting his rage onto a marathoner and trying to hurt her by telling her that he doesn't think her accomplishment is an inspiring accomplishment, right? And to anyone who looks at a marathoner and says, meh, not inspiring, I would encourage you to go look in a mirror and ask yourself why you aren't inspired by someone doing something badass. Just a suggestion. But let's talk about the bigger issue at hand, because yes, it's pretty damn frustrating that anyone would verbally harass someone while they're running a marathon, but the issue at hand is the fact that women are judged a hell of a lot harder, both in work and in life, based on their appearance and size than men are. Here's a very sobering fact. Did you know that if a woman is overweight, her size isn't just seen as a negative reflection of her physical attractiveness, but also her intellectual capability? There have literally been studies that have found that women who are heavier get paid around $9,000 to $10,000 a year less than women who fit the size and beauty standards. Why? Because these women are considered less organized, less competent, and lacking in self-control. What makes me even angrier is that the same is not true for overweight men, right? The men make just as much money and get promoted just as much as slimmer men. And this goes back further. Like, girls who are heavier, they're less likely to join sports teams, be social, date, or even go to college. But heavier boys, they date and do everything just as much as slimmer dudes. That's not just an assumption I'm making. It has all been studied. And obviously, that's not to say that anyone who doesn't fit the slim standard doesn't experience social stigmas and bullying. I don't want to assert that you know, all men have smooth sailing, but it's been studied and proven that women are held to a very different standard than men. And I think what frustrates me the most is that this guy had the audacity to call a woman who was 22 miles into a marathon a fat ass. I mean, the go-to argument that these body shamers have is that overweight and obese people lack self-control, that they're not healthy and sit on the couch all day long. And a marathon, regardless of how the hell you get to that finish line or how long it takes you, it's a serious challenge. When I went to Berlin to run the marathon with Adidas 2 years ago, we got to meet two elite men who are some of the greatest marathoners in the world. And we were joking with them about how they can't read the funny spectator signs because they run too fast. And we ended up talking about our finishing times. I was hoping to break 4 hours that year, and I said that I couldn't imagine running as fast as they do and trying to break 2 hours in the marathon, and they joked that they couldn't imagine being on their feet and running for 4 hours. They thought that was crazy. A lot of people don't understand that being on your feet for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 plus hours is really hard, equally as difficult as it is running a BQ or a really fast time, right? Time isn't an indicator of how difficult a marathon is. Back-of-the-pack runners aren't just casually completing marathons. No one casually completes a marathon. We may have fun or say that we're fun running a marathon, but it's still really hard. So the whole get off your butt and get active criticism is bullshit. Honestly, it's unacceptable for anyone to make someone feel small, ugly, or unaccepted. Like they need to hide or be ashamed of who they are or where they're at. You know that saying, treat others the way you want to be treated? I don't think it's as effective as this is. Just treat everyone with respect. Because I'd argue that most people treat themselves like shit. And can you blame them? We judge one another and ourselves all day long. You heard the stats right now. Like, women are held to a different standard. And I mean, honestly, tune into almost every single reality show and you'll see people being glorified for acting like a-holes. We have a president who is literally an online troll and people running around online criticizing one another. And it's all really disappointing. So yeah, no, don't treat others the way you want to be treated because you treat yourself like shit. So yeah, of course you're treating other people like shit, and that all of it has to stop. This really should be simple. Treat yourself and others with empathy, kindness, and respect. And if you don't have anything nice to say, go get a therapist because you, my friend, you need help. I think it's always important that we all hold ourselves and our people accountable when need be. But if it's not your job to police them, then get a journal and write your thoughts down, right? These people who go around, like, in person and online, like they're the health police who feel it's appropriate to tell a complete stranger that they aren't healthy or that they're a fat ass, it's got to stop. I can tell you that the times in my life when I was at my lowest weight, I was absolutely the unhealthiest I've ever been. I would starve myself, make myself sick, obsess over everything I ate, how much I did or didn't work out. I hated what I saw when I looked in the mirror. I hated how I felt. I didn't feel strong or worthy. And all day long, people would tell me that I looked great because I lost weight. And they had no idea how unhealthy I was. But because I had lost weight, they thought I looked better. So they told me I looked great. And it reinforced this idea that what I was doing was what I should be doing because it was working. And it wasn't. Our sizes aren't a good reflection of what strength or health looks like. What we do is, right? And running brought me strength and balance. And reading this piece, it did the same for LaToya. She writes, "Running helped me shed significant pounds, but that didn't translate to happiness with my transformed body. My new sport helped me find freedom and strength through the pavement, but it also taught me that the number on the scale didn't dictate or govern my happiness." And that right there is what it's all about, that she's out there doing it, running a marathon. This journey we're all on, it ebbs and flows. We have good days, better days, and breakthroughs, and we struggle and experience setbacks. There are periods in our lives where just surviving or getting out of bed in the morning is like the hardest thing in the world. But what stays constant is showing up as we consistently work to be the strongest, happiest, and most fulfilled versions of ourselves possible. Like some days that's getting dressed and getting to work. And other days that's training for a marathon or applying for a promotion, right? It's all relevant. Power is it's pretty huge right now, I would say. And what happened to LaToya is absolutely, it was a power move. This man, who I'm assuming is struggling with his own worth, felt compelled to make himself feel better by asserting his assumed power over someone else because he knew it would hurt her. Because as we know, we live in a country where women are deemed worthy by their size. So regardless of the fact that LaToya was 22 miles deep into a marathon, he still was able to make her feel less than. Because sticks and stones, blah, 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 it's not true. Words hurt. Even when you know that the words that are being hurled at you are total and complete BS. And luckily, LaToya was able to shake it off and write a pretty powerful piece from her pain because she knows her worth. She knows her strength, why she runs, and why she continues to show up not just for herself, but for all of us. Because the best part is the amount of women and men who will read her piece and feel inspired and empowered by it. That's where a change is going to come. And it's because of women like LaToya who use their bravery and storytelling that this perception of women and our body shapes and sizes is changing. Women are taking up more space and demanding to be seen and heard, and I cannot wait to see how this fire spreads. It isn't easy to take hurt and turn it into something as constructive and powerful as LaToya's piece is, but change won't happen unless we start to use our voices, right? So thank you, LaToya, for using your voice. That was such a powerful piece, and I'm so damn grateful that you shared it with us. All right. Oh, anger. It's just disrespect. It's just, That guy. Ugh. All right, let's end there. Before I go, one more time, huge thank you to Squarespace for making this podcast possible. If you want to use your voice and share your story, launch a blog or website on Squarespace, my friends. Maybe it's your own podcast or your artwork or writing. Like, Squarespace is the best website hosting platform to make it happen. I know because I've used it for the past 4 years and I'd be absolutely lost without it. So use offer code Kelly, that's K-E-L-L-Y, to save 10% on your purchase of personal domain address and website. Believe in yourself and your worth, my friends. Offer code Kelly. Do it, do it, do it. Now go out there, kick ass, take names, and do something nice for both yourself and someone else today, yes? I'll catch you later.